Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Matt Velasquez, who is down in Charlotte for the All-Star festivities. Back home now, he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hello, Matt. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
We're going to see how long this conversation goes before it turns to Chris Middleton and a max contract. So, but I'm not
start your timers.
Okay, here we go. 0, 1, 2. We're going to start with the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis at the All-Star competition. Okay, you covered it down there. How did Giannis fit in for a third year? Him being a captain, tell us anything we don't know other than what we saw on TV with Giannis at the All-Star game.
You know, I think that, you know, he's pretty comfortable down there. I mean, he has been there three times now, and, you know, he knows that he belongs among those guys. And, you know, that weekend is actually pretty, I think it's pretty relaxing for him overall. I mean, he tries to stay out of the spotlight. You know, handle his media duties, and then afterwards just kind of get out, enjoy his family. You know, and overall, you know, I think he played really well. You know, it's obviously a game that suited really to him with just a ton of dunks and not a ton of defense, and he made a couple threes. And so overall, I just think it was a great weekend for him, and he really kind of proved and showed that he belonged.
What can they do, and I'm talking about Middleton and Giannis, like, does that experience, can that, I know it's an exhibition game, but can it make them better? Like Middleton to have that kind of night, you know, on a national stage, I would think gives him some more confidence. Giannis, there was that special that came out Saturday where he talked about there was a night in year three where he put up 27 and he realized I can do this every night. But when he goes and plays in that game against the best in the world and is clearly the best player on that court, I mean, you would think that even though it's an exhibition game, there's got to be some confidence that can carry over in the second half.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he usually isn't one to, like, seek out personal accolades. It's all about team and winning and all that. You know, but he mentioned, like, how close he was and how he had MVP of that game, you know, multiple times. You know, he did all for three quarters, like, I was the MVP, you know, and that, he didn't just say that once. You know, so to kind of see that and that fire from him and that desire to be the best among the best, I think that'll help. I think that, you know, he's involved in an MVP race right now. And so, you know, that's not going to be decided until the end of the regular season. I mean, he and James Harden are neck and neck, I would assume. And so, you know, so he definitely has some stuff to play for, not just for the Bucks, but for himself. You know, and Chris Middleton, you know, you're right. Like, playing as well as he did and shooting that well, I think he's done a pretty good job, even with the Bucks, like, showing up in big games and making big shots, and obviously the lights are pretty bright at the All-Star game, to come out and just, you know, knock down four threes just looks really easy, really comfortable, and maybe, you know, there are certain ways that the Bucks can get him into the right rhythm and into the right shots, and maybe he can kind of, you know, keep that going for the rest of the season. That'd be huge for them if he could, you know, kind of get off to a great start, especially against the Celtics tomorrow.
Here's what I think is cool about Giannis. He didn't play 1,000 games against some of these guys in AAU ball. You know, he grew up in Athens, and he didn't have to, you know, he didn't see these guys when he was 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, and grow up with these guys. So these guys are still kind of the enemy, some of these stars, and he plays like that on the court. You know, he's not out there dapping guys on the other team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's from outside the system, and, you know, he's, you know, friendly if guys are around him and near him, and, you know, he can get along with them, but on the court he has no hang-ups when it comes to just, you know, going for the kill and doing what he needs to do to win a game. And you know, we've seen that, you know, countless times over the course of his career, and it's just really impressive. You know, people would argue that it might make it hard to recruit certain guys because he doesn't have those relationships, those friendships, doesn't have Team USA AAU connections, all that, but, you know, if it comes down to a recruiting situation, I think Giannis's skills and work ethic, I think, will speak for himself.
Talking with Matt Velasquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinels, the Bucks have the Celtics tomorrow night. Finally, some NBA back in our lives. Game will be nationally televised on TNT. It is at Fiserv Forum. If you'd like to get down there, we'll have the post-game show. Matt Velasquez featured on most, if not all, of those throughout the season as well. So with the second half, and really it's like 25 games, do we have any indication that the way that Budenholzer's coaching with the rotations and the lineups may be a little different? He's already done a good job of, you know, keeping Giannis's and Middleton's and these guys' minutes around 30 so that they'll still have legs for the playoffs. Ersan's been struggling, but he's kind of been a second-half guy. But now you have Mirotić. Connaughton's barely played. DiVincenzo at some point's got to come back. Do we know anything about how it might look over the next 25 games, or is it going to be mostly what we've seen so far?
You know, I think it'll be mostly along the lines of what we've seen. Obviously, you got to fit Nikola Mirotić in there somewhere. You know, they didn't trade for him to have him not play. You know, and I don't know exactly what his status is. The team hasn't even gotten back together yet. They should be getting back together for practice today for the first time since the break. So we'll find out more later today and into tomorrow about his availability, but I would assume that, you know, he was really close before the All-Star break, given an extra week of time off and you know, treatment and all that type of stuff, that I would think that he should be probable for tomorrow, but I don't know. You know, but so obviously he's going to play. That might mean fewer minutes for Ersan Ilyasova, maybe fewer minutes for DJ Wilson, maybe fewer minutes for Brook Lopez, depending on, you know, if Mirotić becomes the small ball five. So I think that would be the biggest change. And other than that, you know, the goal is to stay healthy and kind of play the matchups, maybe in the playoffs. But as of right now, I mean, Budenholzer isn't really a matchup guy. He goes with what he likes and what he has, and, you know, it's worked out so far.
You know, the regular season – people always say the regular season is different from the postseason. Postseason might become a little half-court game. Do you see the way the rotation is right now, that come playoff time against a team like the Celtics or Philly or whatever, there might be certain guys getting more run or less run than they do during the regular season because of it's a different game?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think the rotation probably shortens a little bit. I mean, Giannis is only playing like 33 minutes a game. You know, in the playoffs, that's going to be up near 40 most nights. So you have to assume those minutes are coming from somewhere. Maybe you get fewer DJ Wilson minutes or some of these Silva minutes. You know, maybe the guard rotation, you know, shrinks down, and then Tony Snell, if he's in, if he's shooting well, he's not in if he's not, or, you know, just things like that. So it becomes a little bit more matchup dependent, a little bit tighter with the rotations. And you kind of see, you know, how you can match up and best exploit the other team. So the regular season is going to be what it is, but the playoffs are definitely going to change things.
I don't think we need to do a Middleton max question.
7:20.
I don't – your timing.
Yeah, oh, 7:23 now, yeah.
I don't think we need to do one today. I am curious, though, Matt, your thoughts on – like, we have talked a lot about Middleton over the last couple of weeks, and I think – it's going to kind of – I think they're going to bring him back. I think they almost are in a have-to situation. But how they do in the playoffs may affect that. Is there like a spot to you or a round to you that, like, if they make the finals, Middleton's coming back for sure. If they get bounced in the second round, even the first, he's not coming back. How much will the playoffs dictate what they're going to do with Bledsoe, Brogdon, Lopez, Middleton? How much do you think that'll dictate that?
Oh, the playoffs are going to be huge. I mean, I feel like it's a cop-out, but I've been saying it over and over again. They're like, you know, we're not going to know what the Bucks are going to do or what their path is until we know how far this team can go. Like, if this team can go to the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals, you know, it's, you know, you would be smart to try and bring that team back together, because obviously they're able to contend. And, you know, who knows what happens with Kyrie in Boston, and who knows if Kawhi stays in Toronto, and who knows which of those guys, you know, Tobias Harris or Jimmy Butler, re-sign in Philly. Or, you know, like, the whole league can change. And if you know that you have something good and you think other teams might get worse, and maybe, like, you know, all the rumors about KD to the Knicks and all that, you know, are you so afraid that KD plus whoever else the Knicks have is that scary that you can't beat them? Like, I don't know. So I think it all depends on that. And, like, maybe even if you go to the second round and you go 7 games against the Celtics or the Sixers or whoever it is and you lose, like, then it becomes a little more of a gray area. you know. So it really depends. And also, you know, it's not like, you know, Middleton and Bledsoe and Lopez, they are unrestricted free agents. They could willingly choose to go somewhere else. Yes, you know, and, you know, with bird rights and everything, you know, the Bucks can offer them more money and more years and all those types of things. But, like, they could willingly say, hey, this isn't the fit for me anymore. I want to leave. You know, they do have agency in this. Unlike Malcolm Brogdon, who is a restricted free agent, and, you know, the Bucks can match any offer if they choose to do so. So there's a lot of, you know, different variables, and I think, you know, winning clears things up, and, you know, flaming out early would clear things up too a little bit. So we'll have to just wait and see, but I think that, you know, as of right now, it makes sense to try and keep the team together, which is something I know that John Horst has said he wants to do, mold this core, and they do want to try and keep them together.
Bucks finally at it again tomorrow against the Celtics, Fiserv Forum. Matt_Velasquez on Twitter, jsonline.com. Matt, appreciate it. We'll be listening to you on the postgame show.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.